horses are hungry, that's what she did say. Come sit down beside me and feed them some hay.
We present One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Dale Wasserman, from the novel by Ken Kesey, adapted for radio by M.J. Reed. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ooh-wee!
Papa, listen. Something bad is gonna happen. There, you hear it, Papa? The black machine. They're putting people in one end, and out comes what they want.
All patients, 6:30. Time to get up, boys. All patients, 6:30.
You think I'm raving, Papa? 'Cause it sounds too awful to be true. But my God, there's such a lot of things that's true. Even if they never really happen.
Ha! Here's the chief, old deaf and dumb. Big Chief Broughton. What you want, baby? Yo, broom? That's it. That's a good loony. Start sweeping, sugar.
If you don't mind, Mr. Warren.
Morning, Miss Ratchet.
Mean old Monday morning. Such a lot to get done.
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
Good morning, Miss Ratchet. I'm sorry I'm late.
Then we'd best get started, hadn't we, dear?
You see, I went to midnight mass, and then I overslept.
All patients to the day room. Medication.
I want you to dispense the pills and potions this morning, nurse. Don't be nervous.
Oh, no. I feel a whole lot safer in the cubicle here.
All patients to the day room. Medication.
Because it would never do to show them we're nervous, would it? Ah. Open the window. We have a customer. Good morning, Dale.
Are you sure?
Your medication, Mr. Harding.
Yeah. Dear Lord, for the tranquility we're about to receive, we thank thee.
Morning, Miss Ratchet.
Billy, dear, I spoke to your mother last night.
Oh, what did you say?
I said we bandaged your wrists and you promised not to try it again.
Oh, thank you, Miss Ratchet.
Here you are. Drink it all, Billy.
Yes, sir.
You leave it alone! That's dangerous! That's my bomb!
That ain't no bomb, it's an empty box! You see?
Now, Mr. Cheswick, Mr. Martini.
Drink your medication.
Wait a shake, honey. What is this?
Just swallow it, Mr. Cheswick. Just for me.
Don't give me that crap! All I want to know, for the love of God!
It's all right, Charles. You don't have to take it.
I don't?
No.
Well, that's okay then. I'll take it.
Good morning, Mr. Ruckley. Would someone put Mr. Ruckley on his cross?
Okay.
Thank you, Dale. I should be in the staff room, nurse. Warren, we have a new admission today. I'd like you to meet him in receiving.
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
Behave yourselves, boys.
Yes, ma'am.
Behave yourself, boys. What choice we got?
New admission, eh? Anyone we know?
Your deal, Martini.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's only four of us, remember?
What about George?
There ain't no George. There never is.
I see him there.
Martini, will you for God's sake stop hallucinating?
Huh? Well, it's...
Oh, give me the
George,
cards.
George, what?
Mr. Martini, you didn't take your medication. Here.
Mind my bomb! That wire is live!
Don't touch me!
That new little noise reminds me of the first time I ever see a girl take off all her clothes. I was 7, see, and I was peeping through her bedroom window, and when she got down to her panties, I just...
That's it, Billy. Write it in the logbook.
Well, he writes down everything I say.
Yeah,
And I'm gonna write down some of the things you do.
What are you...
Hi there, George. Come and join us.
Come on, fellas.
Stop.
For heaven's sake, this place is a madhouse. Fellow psychopaths, as president of the patient council, I, Dale Harding, do hereby decree 10 seconds of blessed therapeutic silence.
Buddy, you are so wrong. I don't have to do this, boy. I don't have to do that, boy. You just stay away from
me. Now, see here, mister.
You get away from me, boy. You just give me a minute to look over my new home. I'm, what the hell? I never been in an institute of psychology before. Good morning, buddies. Mighty nice fall day. Damn, what a sorry looking bunch. My name is McMurphy, boys. R.P. McMurphy. And I am a gambling fool. Now, what's this you're playing? Happy families. Oh, geez. Ain't you guys got a straight deck around here? Huh? Well, it's a good thing I brought along my own then, huh? Just in case. Now, you see, buddies, what happened here was that, I got in a couple of hassles down at the work farm, and the court ruled that I'm a psychopath. Do you think I'm going to argue with the court? If it gets me out of them damn pea fields, I'll be whatever their little heart desires. Psychopath, werewolf, mad dog.
And will you get the hell away from me,
Mr.
pal?
We got rules. I gotta take your temperature, and I gotta get you shot.
All you gotta do is stay out of my way.
All right, buddy. You asking for it. You gonna get it.
That is a whole deal better. Now, we can get something settled. Okay. Now, which of you here is the bull goose loony? Huh? Come on. Who's the head nutcase here, huh? Hey, you boy?
Huh? No, not me, mister. I'm not the bull goose loony. I'm Billy Bibbit.
Well, Billy! Hey, now, since I'm thinking of taking over this whole shebang, you better take me to your little leader.
Well, Mr. Harding, you're president of the Patients Council.
Does this... gentlemen, have an appointment?
Now, Billy, you tell Bull Goose Loony Harding that R.P. McMurphy is used to being top man in every situation. So if he's got to be a loony, he plans to be the stomp-down, dadgum biggest one of all.
Well, put like that.
Hey! And we ain't spilled a drop of blood, huh? Give us your hand. Come on, shake. Now then, who's the rest of these fellas here?
Well, around this table, we're the acutes, meaning we're presumably curable. Billy Bibbit, you know?
Yep.
This is Mr. Cheswick.
Hiya, buddy. Randall Patrick McMurphy.
Got any cigarettes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, take the pack.
Who? Our resident scientist, Mr. Martini.
Hey, what you got in the box?
A bomb. Blow up the whole damn world.
Buddy, you got competition.
We also have 2 chronics on this ward. That is, incurables. This shaven vegetable suffering agonies upon his invisible cross is Mr. Ruckley.
Buddy, resurrect. Oh, boy. Hoo-wee! Now, what do we have here?
That's Chief Bromden.
Boy, you're a pretty good size there, Big Chief. Now, what tribe are you?
Oh, he can't hear you. He's deaf and dumb.
According to the doctor, he's a Columbia River Indian. They used to live up by the waterfalls, but I believe the tribe is now defunct.
Hey, that right, Chief? You defunct?
Whoa!
Mr.
Why, howdy, ma'am. Hey, Harding, is this the main lady?
Nurse Ratchet is the main lady, yes.
Aide Warren tells me you refused to take your admission shower.
Why, ma'am, I had a shower only a month back at the work farm.
Very amusing, Mr. McMurphy. But you must realize our policies are engineered for your cure. which means cooperation. You must follow the rules.
Well, now, you know, that is the exact thing somebody always tells me about the rules. Just when I'm thinking about breaking every one of them.
New admission, Papa. Now they gotta fix him with controls. They got a network clear across the land. The Combine, Papa. Big, big, big. They got to you and me way back. The way they're gonna get to him.
Okay, hey, come on, suckers. You hit or you sit. Come on, what are you doing, Billy? Come on.
Hit.
Oh, God, what do you know? With a king up and the boy wants a hit. Okay, coming down. Busted. Okay, how about that old riverboat gambler, Mr. Cheswick, there?
Sit.
Okay, and coming at you, Mr. Martini, on another ace. And I wish that some idiot in that damn nurse's hothouse had turned down that mother-loving music.
Ignore it, Mac.
Hey!
Please don't lean on the glass. It makes finger marks.
Would you mind switching off the goddamn noise?
Yes, I would mind. Music is considered therapeutic.
What the hell is therapeutic about James Latz?
And patients are not allowed to stand on the electrical junction box. There is a notice.
Horse manure.
Oh, and I should mention, Mr. McMurphy, we have a rule against gambling.
We're just playing for cigarettes.
Are you sure those cigarettes don't represent something else?
Yeah, a hell of a lot of smoke. Hey, you know something? That was a good thing she brought up. Now, how about we just sweeten the game here?
Where will we get the money?
Hey, come on, who are you kidding? We all got compensation for being in here. Now, all you gotta do is sign these little IOUs. Now, come on, how about it?
All right with me.
Yeah, okay. All right, come down. Here we
don't
go.
Don't forget, Mr. McMurphy, no gambling for money.
Hey, is that a two-way system?
No, but Miss Ratchet is a human radio.
Yeah. Well, I just might have to pull her plug. Now what the hell?
Group meeting. All patients. Assemble the chairs. Time for group meeting.
Gosh. So what's going on now?
Group therapy, Mr. McMurphy.
I really don't want to do.
Oh, group therapy. Sounds pretty kinky.
Hey, Charlie, now we see some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Fun? May I remind you that these sessions are a serious analytical investigation?
Bull.
Gentlemen, will you please be seated? Would you care to join us, Mr. McMurphy?
No, I'm just happy to watch the entertainment, sweetheart.
Meetings are obligatory.
Well, now I sure do hate... not obliging a lady. Ready when you are.
Thank you. Now then, would anyone like to begin?
I guess I ought to talk about...
Attaboy, Billy.
About inflicting injury upon yourself.
Yes. It was on account of my mother.
Your mother loves you, Billy.
Billy, darling. Billy, baby.
Quiet!
I'm such a disappointment to her. I say to her, Mama, I'm not right in the head. I can't even talk straight. And pretty soon I... want to kill myself, so I try.
Have you considered that by cutting your wrist, you may be trying to punish her?
Well, sure, I considered. Miss Ratchet, couldn't we talk about someone else today?
Very well. No. Now, at the close of Friday's meeting, we were discussing Mr. Harding's young wife. Oh. The fact that she is extremely well endowed in the bosom. Does anyone care to touch upon this further?
touch upon it? You bet I would.
According to notes entered by various patients in the logbook. Well, good afternoon, Doctor.
Miss Ratchet, men. Sorry. Busy morning meetings, you know.
How are you, Nurse Flynn? Learning fast, I expect.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Spivey.
Doctor!
Sorry. Please, continue.
We were discussing Mr. Harding's relations with his well-endowed young wife.
Whose wife? Oh, yeah. I see her.
Oh, God, what I wouldn't give for that man's eyes. Miss Ratchet, I don't think I know
Murphy, Randall Patrick.
Hiya, Doc.
Admitted by the state for diagnosis and possible treatment. 35 years old, unmarried. Distinguished Service Cross for leading an escape from a communist prison camp. A dishonorable discharge afterwards for insubordination, followed by a history of drunkenness, assault, and battery, disturbing the peace, repeated gambling, one arrest for rape.
Oh, rape?
With a child of 15.
She said she was 17. Boy, she was plenty willing.
Our new admission, Doctor. Here.
Mm-hmm. Any time spent in other mental institutions?
Nope, this is my first trip. But I am crazy, Doc, I swear it. Here, now, let me just show you, right? Yeah, right here. Repeated outbreaks of passion suggested possible diagnosis of psychopath.
I'm interested in this comment. Don't overlook the possibility that this man might be feigning psychosis to escape the drudgery of the work farm. Well, Mr. McMurphy?
Doc, now do I look like a sane man?
Doctor, would you please advise Mr. McMurphy on the protocol of these meetings?
Yes, of course. One of the first rules is that the patient remain seated.
Why, sure, Doc.
You see, we operate here on the principle of the therapeutic community.
Therapeutic community.
Community.
Now, our goal is a complete democracy governed by the patients, working to restore you to the outside. If you hear another patient say something of significance, write it down in the logbook for all to see. Do you know what this procedure is called?
Squealing.
Group therapy. Probe the secrets of the subconscious. Examine all those little guilts.
What guilts?
If I may suggest, Doctor, Mr. McMurphy might learn by example. Now, Mr. Harding has stated that he was uneasy when walking with his wife because of the manner in which other men stared at her. Is that correct, Dale?
Yes.
He has also been heard to say that he may have given her reason to seek sexual attention elsewhere. What reason, Dale?
Well, I can't say I've been notably ardent.
Maybe she's just plain too hot for him.
I'll bet he's afraid of her.
It might be fair to say intimidated.
Same thing.
Mr. Harding has also stated that his wife's ample bosom gives him a feeling of inferiority.
So why does he marry a dame with such big nuggets in the first place?
I admit I wanted a womanly woman, one who would not compete, but who might help me to
counteract certain tendencies within yourself?
No, not at all. I theorized sexually. Damn, why do I always cry?
Say, Harding, wouldn't it be a lot easier if you was just to come out and admit you're a fairy?
All right, knock it off!
Sit down, Mr. McMurphy.
Listen, buddy, listen. You don't have to take this.
Doctor, I suggest we close the meeting.
Close it?
Until discipline has been restored.
Mr. Harding, try to analyze this experience.
Just leave this guy alone, will you?
Mr. McMurphy, you have a very great deal to learn. Doctor, a word with you in my office.
Of course.
Charlie, what's happening?
Scoot, you creeps.
But McMurphy,
hey, just you keep out of my way, all right? All of you.
Okay.
Pal. Hey. It's okay. I'm just...
Come on. Have a cigarette, huh?
Leave me alone.
Is that the way these little meetings usually go? Huh? Bunch of chickens at a pecking party?
Pecking party?
Yeah, sure. You know, the flock gets a sight of a speck of blood on one chicken and gets to pecking him till there ain't nothing left of the poor bastard except bone and feathers.
Pecking party? You've been in our ward 6 hours and have already simplified the entire work of Freud and Jung as a pecking party.
Hey, I'm not talking about Fred Jung. I'm talking about that crummy meeting and what that nurse did to you.
Did to me? I am disappointed in you, my friend. I had judged you were more intelligent.
Well, the hell with you, buddy.
But naturally, your talents as a psychopathic rapist qualify you to criticize Miss Ratchet. It was only a highly regarded psychiatric nurse with 20 years' experience.
Are you telling me that this crap that went on today is doing some kind of good?
Why else would we subject ourselves to it, huh? Miss Ratchet may be strict, but she's like a mother to us. A tender, caring mother.
Oh, don't give me that. She's as sharp as a knife and twice as lethal.
Why, see here, my psychopathic sidekick. Miss Ratchet is a veritable angel of mercy. She has no life, no husband, nothing but her work. I assure you, my egomaniac buddy, Miss Ratchet is the kindest, sweetest, the most benevolent woman that I have ever... Oh, the bitch! The bitch! The bitch!
Come on, Harding. Come on, pal. It's okay, Harding. Huh? Come on.
McMurphy?
Yeah?
You're right about all of it.
Okay, so why don't you do something?
Why? Because the world belongs to the strong. The rabbit recognizes the strength of the wolf, so he digs a hole and he hides when the wolf is about. He doesn't challenge it to combat.
What would you have us do?
Raise Jack, man. Just tell her to go to hell.
Try it, buddy. They'll ship you straight up to the shock shop.
Yeah.
The witch?
Electroshock therapy, my friend. They strap you to a table. You are touched on each side of the head with wires. And zap! Punishment and therapy in one shocking package. Huh? Chief Bromden there. He's had 200 treatments.
Jeez.
What's the trouble, friend? Losing your revolutionary spirit?
Okay, what about this Democratic ward stuff? Why don't you take a vote?
What'll we vote?
Why, hell, anything! Come on, just look at you guys. God, I never saw a scareder-looking bunch in my life. I mean, there's Billy here. He's scared of his mama and Harding there, he's scared of himself, and Martini over there, he's scared of things that ain't even there.
George?
Well, it's no skin off my ass, pal. And I sure as hell wouldn't want some fiend of a nurse after me with some 3,000 volts.
Precisely. Welcome to the club, Mr. McMurphy. Mm-hmm.
You calling me yeller, buddy? Huh?
A realist, that's all.
Hey, wait a minute. No, wait a minute here. Just hold on a second. Yeah, you birds think you got the champ there, huh? Well, how would you like to put some money on it?
Huh? On what?
On what? That I can get the best of her.
You propose to wager on that?
I am wagering, boys, that within 1 week I can bug her so she comes apart at them neat little seams and shows you guys she ain't unbeatable.
If you lose, my friend, zap!
Buddy, I ain't intending to lose.
Oh, boy!
Hey, step right up here. It's the battle of the century. 1 week, 7 days, no holds barred. R.P. McMurphy versus Big Nurse. To a knockout, a decision, or a draw.
Hey, here's $15 to your five that you can't do.
It's 3-1 is the odds, boys. Just get your IOUs down right here. Hey, bring them up.
$5.
Right,
this is easy.
It's $5. Oh, come on, you
careful,
guys are total...
Okay,
cool it, fellas, cool it.
Mr. McMurphy, what was that activity?
We're just playing a little game.
Sure, it's not some form of gambling.
Why, good heavens, no, ma'am.
Fine. Down to the dining room, boys.
Gambling? Hell, this is a sure thing.
Thank you.
Nobody knows but Jesus. You still up, Chief? Still chewing that gum? You want some? Fire water for the engine? Time you was off in bed, old deaf and dumb.
The lockup man, Papa. It's in the night. They do things to us. They got fake time, Papa. They can speed up or slow down. I seen 3 months go by once in an hour. I seen 3 days go by like this.
Chief!
It's time to hit the hay, Chief. No one takes much notice of you, do they? But I've been watching you, Chief, and I noticed something. I noticed that you like chewing gum. So how's about a piece of juicy fruit, huh? Come on, take it. Yeah, take it. Put a nice, fresh taste in your mouth. Yeah, that's it. You know, Chief, when I hollered at you just now, you sure did jump. And I thought somebody told me that you was deaf.
Papa. Papa.
Oh, the horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'm gone on my way.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, man, I just washed that floor.
Say, what's the chance of getting some toothpaste for my grinders?
We don't open the cabinet till 6:45.
Oh, now, why do you reckon that they keep the toothpaste locked up?
Well, what do you suppose it would be like if everybody was to brush their teeth whenever they took their notion?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I see what you're driving at there. Teeth being brushed at any old time. Ooh, Lord.
You better go get dressed.
Sure thing, pal.
Whoa,
hey, boy! Good morning, buddy!
Max Murphy, with your clothes!
Well, Billy, I reckon some thief in the night just must have stole them. Hey, fellas, you reckon I'd make Mr. Universe? Check that pet! Look at that line!
Jesus!
Why, good morning, ladies. House things on the outside.
You can't run around here in a towel.
Oh, towels against ward policy, too? Okay, I'll just take it right
Stop,
off.
Don't you dare. Warren, couldn't you see this man had nothing on but a towel?
He got up too early.
You'll get his clothing this instant, Mr. Warren, or spend the next 2 weeks on geriatrics cleaning bedpans. And you get rid of that towel at once.
Why, certainly. How's that?
Mr. McMurphy, if you finish showing off your manly physique, I think you had better go get dressed.
Why, delighted. Okay, now you guys ready to pay off them IOUs?
You haven't beaten her yet, friend.
Oh, my horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay.
Gee, what do you think of him, Miss Ratchet? I mean, he's good-looking and friendly and everything, but in my opinion, he just takes over.
I'm afraid that is just what he's planning.
But why? What would he be after?
You forget, Miss Flynn. This is an institution for the insane.
So fare thee well, darling. I'm gone on my way.
Mr. McMurphy, yeah, I think it's a charming notion.
It's a real swingeroo, eh, Doc?
Doctor, we have a meeting in progress.
Sorry. Go right ahead.
Okay, who we tearing up today, boys, huh?
We were considering the state of morale on the ward since your arrival, Randall.
Why, that's exactly what we were discussing, and Mr. McMurphy made the suggestion...
Oh, that... hell, Doc. I mean, it was your idea.
Was it? Oh. Well, I suggested... Well, what would you think if we were to have a carnival?
A
carnival.
Right here on the ward. There could be games and stalls and decorations. What do you think?
Sure. Martini could do his human bum act.
Hey, fellas, I'd be glad to run a roulette wheel. Hey, step right up. Put your bets right down.
And I could sell things.
A carnival might have therapeutic value. But, of course, it must be discussed in staff first. That was your intention, Doctor.
Yes, of course.
I also recommend, Doctor, that patient McMurphy's request for a visitor, as he puts it, a chick named Candy Star, be rejected until he becomes more familiar with the rules of this ward.
Well, Mr. McMurphy showed me his request in my office, and I figured, since he's been here a week already, I signed it.
I see. Very well. Billy Bibbit and his speech problems. You were telling us once you had a girlfriend, Billy. What happened to her?
Well, when I proposed to her, I flubbed it. I said, honey, will you... till she broke out laughing.
There you go, Billy.
Apparently, she was quite a bit beneath you, Billy. I'll quote your mother. She was a designing little slut who only wanted to marry my Billy.
No! I was in love with her.
I can't help you, Billy. None of us can. As soon as a man goes to help somebody, he leaves himself wide open. That's what McMurphy can't understand.
Hey, I got something to take up.
If you wish to speak, you must first be recognized.
You mean you don't know me?
I know you, but I don't recognize you.
Say, you got a hell of a problem. Would you like to discuss it?
Doctor, in view of the marked deterioration in discipline since Mr. McMurphy's arrival, I wonder if an alternative form of therapy...
Oh, what do you got in mind? Hooking me up to your little battery charger, huh?
For your own good, Randall.
Horse Bucky.
No, nurse. I find the patient quite lucid, quite in touch, and I must conclude that EST is not indicated.
Well, thanks, Doc. Now, you see, I got a little
matter
here.
Doctor, would you please point out that the purpose of these meetings is therapy and that these petty grievances...
Petty? You call the World Series petty?
Oh, the World Series?
Yeah, sure. It starts on Friday. Okay, now you got this rule about watching TV only at night. Okay, let's change it to the afternoon.
For therapeutic or gambling reasons.
Oh, come on. How about it, guys? Come on. Hey, you want to watch baseball, don't you, Cheswick?
Yeah. Why not?
Atta boy, Martini.
As I recall, Mr. Martini, you refused to eat for 3 days until we allowed you to watch television at night.
Well, a man needs to see the news, don't he? I mean, they could have bombed us all to hell, be a week before we knew. Can't have the news and baseball, huh?
No, you certainly cannot.
Well, I guess they won't bomb us this week.
All right, okay, let's take a vote here. Okay, all those in favor, raise your hands. Now, that's me. That's Martini. That's Cheswick. And come on, Billy. Harding, come on. Hey, come on. Hey, what is this anyway? I mean, I thought we could vote on stuff like this. Now, ain't that right, Doc?
Yes.
Okay, then who wants to watch those games?
Three, Mr. McMurphy. Not sufficient to change ward policy. Now that's settled, may we terminate the meeting?
Yeah, let's terminate the lousy meeting.
A word, Doctor, please.
Coming, Miss Ratchet.
Listen, Mac, some of us have been here a long time, and some of us will be here a long time after the World Series
Why,
is over.
You gutless bunch of wonders. I mean, Jesus, I ought to leave you to her. Yeah, that's what I ought to do. I mean, I ought to just bust right on out of here and nail that door shut behind.
You talk real big, buddy. Just how would you break out?
40 ways.
Name one.
You think I'm kidding, don't you? Huh? Well, okay. Hey, right here. Look at this thing right here. You see this thing I'm standing on? You know this the thing with this cute little notice? Danger, electricity, do not stand on this junction box? Well, I could rip it up and throw it right through one of their mesh windows.
Can psychopaths now move mountains?
Are you telling me that I can't lift this dinky thing?
That dinky thing weighs half a ton and controls all the electrical equipment for the nurse's cubicle and the entire ward.
$5.
Oh, this is more foolhardy than your bet against Big Nerd.
$5, you peckerheads, because nobody tells me I can't do anything until I try.
Go ahead, Mac.
Okay, just stand back, boys. Hey, Chiefy, get the women and children out of the way here.
Quiet, please, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Looney Universe. Ta-da!
Okay, you little beauty, you.
Get a good grip, Mac.
All right, one, two... Three.
Go on.
Mac, no man could lift that thing.
Yeah, but I tried. God damn it! I tried!
I want to touch him. I want to touch him so I can help him. I want to hold him close. I don't mean nothing by it, Papa. I just want to hold him.
All right, work time. Get going, all of you. Work time. Get sweeping, engine.
Chewing gum loses flavor on the bedpost overnight. Does you?
Hey, Chief. Chief, you want another stick of juicy fruit? Huh? Yeah, there you go. When you wake up in the morning...
McMurphy, visitor!
Huh?
McMurphy!
Why, Candy, baby!
Oh, you damn McMurphy!
Oh, baby, let me at your hot lips.
Mr. McMurphy, please identify your visitor.
She's my goddamn mother. Hey, fellas, settle down here. Look, this here is Miss... Candy Star!
Oh, hi, boys!
and this here is Mr. Harding, Mr. Martini, and Charlie Cheswick.
Oh, hi, Charlie. What they got you in for?
Rape.
Oh.
Mr. Ruckley!
Screw him out!
I like the way he's talking.
and over here is Big Chief Bromden, and this here is Billy Bibbit. Would you believe it? He's a virgin.
Oh, they lock you up for that?
Hey, baby, come on over here and sit down and talk to me. Now then, how's Sandra? Is she still throwing those wild parties?
Oh, you bet. Boy, she's a real maniac. Oh, sorry, fellas.
Hey, that's okay, honey. You know, they're a lot crazier outside.
Are they treating you all right, Mac?
Oh, yeah, baby. The grub's sensational. And the bed they give a man.
Oh, want to show me the dormitory?
All right.
Mr. McMurphy.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. Okay, now listen, honey. Talking about the old parties and all. Now, I bet I could fix it so we could throw one right here.
Right, a party. You can't?
Yeah, and maybe you could bring Sandra.
Oh, sure. But how'd we get in?
Well, come here. Now, listen to this. You see what will happen?
Oh! What an absolute gas!
Mr. McMurphy, I'm afraid you'll have to ask your visitor to leave.
Oh, hey, I just got here.
Later, baby, later. Just say so long to the fellas, okay?
Oh, you damn McMurphy! Oh, so long, boys!
See you later.
See you later, Billy.
You heard, lady, out!
Okay.
Nice kid. She comes from a good family. Hey, Billy. Billy, now, how'd you like to bump bellies with that one, huh?
Oh, boy.
You ain't really gonna do it.
Sure, why not?
A party? Here?
Yeah.
My friend, for pure audacity, this takes the analyst's Oscar.
Oh, boy, we're gonna have a party!
We? Now, who said anything about we? What?
You mean we're not invited?
Nope.
But why?
Why? Because I'm fed up with you jerks, that's why. The World Series is going on this very minute. And you gutless wonders there are keeping me from seeing it.
I'm sorry, Mac, if the matter weren't already closed.
Look, is there anything in the rules which says that we can't vote again?
No, don't recall there is.
Haven't you gentlemen got work to do?
Yeah, we sure do, nurse. But right now, President Dale Harding has called a special meeting of the Patients' Council.
I have?
I see. For what purpose, Dale?
For the purpose of taking a re-vote on changing TV time to the afternoon.
Very well. If you're certain one more vote will satisfy you. All those in favor of the resolution, raise your hands. Charles, Mr. Martini, change your mind, Billy. Uh-huh. And you, Mr. Harding, well. 2, 3, 4.
McMurphy, 5. All right, full house.
One moment. The rule calls for unanimous vote.
But we got a unanimous... Hey, wait a minute. Oh, come on. Are you telling me the chief's got a vote?
All the patients on the ward, Mac.
Excepting poor Mr. Ruckley, of course.
So that's how you work this democratic bull.
The meeting is closed. Return to your duties.
Hey, wait a minute. Just hold on here. Just one lousy minute here. Now, Chief, come on. It's now or never. We make or we break. Oh, come on. Don't let me down, Chief. Don't let yourself down. Come on. Just get your hand up right now.
Don't be ridiculous. The poor man can't even hear you. Now, get on with your work.
Oh, come on. Don't just stand there chewing, Chief. Get that hand up and vote. Damn you, Chief.
I remember when I was a kid, Papa. You took my hand. In front of the whole tribe, you said, "This is my son. And when I'm gone, he's gonna be your chief." And you raised my hand in the air. And everybody cheered. You raised my hand, Papa. Just like you're doing now.
Mac,
I don't believe it.
Jeez.
He's voted. The Chiefs voted.
Unanimous. Oh, you beautiful Indian, you. Oh, sit down, you gorgeous monster, you. The best damn seat in the house. Okay, Billy, switch her on.
Sturdivant delivers a curve. There's a ground ball hit. All right,
watch him. Come on, he's got it through. That's beautiful.
The meeting was closed.
Okay, I'm taking bets on this one right now. Who's on for L.A.?
I am.
Who's taking it for... Oh, come on. Hey, what's going on here?
There's an override switch in the nurse's station.
Oh, you men will now go back to your duties. Did you hear me?
Nice try, Mac.
Don't move. Billy, sit down.
But...
I said sit down. All of you.
Did you hear me?
Oh, boy. Look at that. A hit right up the middle. And he's got it. He's going through. It went through in the left field.
Mac.
Ah, let's go. Come on, man. Mac. He's made first base. Come on. Move your ass, fella. Go for second. Go.
I get it. Run, you mother-loving turkey. Run.
Oh, good boy. Come on, Billy.
Yeah. Go on. Go on, fella. Hey, yeah. He made it.
Oh, hell. Pick him off at third base.
What's going on, Charlie?
Take another base.
You're nuts. The screen is blank.
He's going to steal.
Stop taking it.
Ratchet
can't do nothing. Okay, now get hollering.
You want me to hallucinate?
First, just do it, will you?
Second strike.
Third strike. Look at him winding up.
Okay, third strike.
Seems crazy to me. I can't see nothing. Can you, George?
Okay.
Stop it, I tell you. You men are under my jurisdiction. My jurisdiction and control.
Hey, fellas, would you hold it down here just for a second? Hey, nursey.
Would you mind bringing me a red hot and a can of cold beer?
You man, stop it!
Okay,
Mr. Harding! It's a gentleman!
Let's go!
Stop it!
Go!
Stop it!
Let's go! Let's watch him go!
There he goes!
Yeah! Second!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Listen, Papa. The waterfall. I hear it, Papa. And it sounds like it did in the spring. I see a salmon jump. I smell the snow where the wind is blowing off the peaks. I want to see it again. How come, Papa? It all got lost when I was a kid. What's making it come back?
Hey, Chief. You okay? Huh? Nah, I couldn't sleep either. Hey, that was a great thing you did, voting like that. It's a great game, too, huh? Here, you want some gum? No, come on, take it. You deserve it.
Thank you.
That's okay. Hey, try it again. You're a little rusty.
Thank you.
Hey, Chief, it's okay. I ain't laughing at you. I just caught wise to what you've been doing all these years. Yeah, you're just biding your time till you're ready to tell Big Nurse off.
No, I'd be afraid.
Afraid?
I'm not big enough.
Oh, boy, you are crazy. Why, you're the biggest damn engine I ever did see.
My papa was bigger.
Boy, he must have been a real moose of a man.
He was a full chief, and his name was Tea Miratuna. That means the pine that stands tallest on the mountain.
So how come you're called Bromden?
My mother was a town woman. She said she wouldn't be married to no man with a name like Tea Miratuna. She made him little. Everybody worked on him the way they're working on you.
They who?
The Combine. It wanted to take away the village and the waterfall. Papa fought it a long time, but the Combine's big. It offered us a whole pot of money, and my mother made him so little. He signed the papers.
What happened to him?
He kept drinking till he died. They found him in an alley and threw dirt in his eyes. The Combine whipped him. It beats everybody.
Hey, now just wait a minute. Huh?
They work on you ways you can't see. If you fight, they lock you up. They install things.
Shh. Hey, take it easy, Chief. Take it easy.
I don't make no sense.
Boy. You make a lot of sense.
Hear him?
Oh, yeah. Canada honkers flying south. It's gonna be an early winter, Chief. Well, I sure wish I was with him.
Fire, briar, limber, lark. It's an old children's rhyme.
My grandmama taught it to me.
Oh, Lord, yeah, I remember. Wire, briar, limber, lock.
Three geese in a flock.
One flew east.
One flew west.
And one flew over the cuckoo's nest. O-U-T spells.
Out.
Shh, God, come on. Shh, take it easy. Come on. Out. Yeah. Hey, Chief. Do you remember when I tried to lift that damn electric box? Well, I bet you could do it.
I'm too little.
How do you know till you try?
McMurphy, make me big again.
Why, hell, Chief. It looks to me like you growed a half a foot already.
One flew east and one flew west, and one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Okay, coming down. Another queen, Cheswick.
Bust! Damn.
Well, that makes you banker, Billy boy. And whatever you deal me, I'm going to bet $5.
Council meeting. All patients to the day room for council meeting.
Uh-oh, retribution.
She won't do nothing.
After yesterday, don't you believe it?
Come along, boys. Time to put away your cards.
Okay, sweetheart. Hey, that sure is a pretty little cross you're wearing.
Don't touch me! I'm a Catholic!
Mr. McMurphy! You know, we really can't have you upsetting the staff like this. Let alone the patients.
Well, I ain't upset.
Neither am I.
No. The meeting will begin in 5 minutes, after I've had a discussion with Dr. Spivey.
Any little problems, I'll be happy to help you solve.
Oh, they'll be solved, Randall. After all, we have weeks. Months. If necessary, years. Come with me, nurse.
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
See you at confession, nursey. Hey, what did she mean by that?
What, Mac?
Well, that years bit. Hey, come on, why does she act like she's still holding the aces?
Well, I guess it's because you're committed.
Well, sure, I'm committed. But my sentence has only got 5 months to run.
Mac, it's not like a jail sentence. In jail, you've got a date ahead when you know you'll be set free. But here, if you're committed...
Hey, wait a minute. You mean that I'm stuck here till she wants to turn me loose? Hey, I got as much to lose hassling her as you have.
More. I'm voluntary.
You're which?
I'm not committed. Matter of fact, there's not many of us in this ward are.
Are you bulling me? Hey, come on. Yeah, you guys are bulling me, aren't you, huh? Hey, come on, Billy. You must be committed.
No.
Then why? God, you're just a young kid. Why ain't you out in a convertible, bird dog and the girls, huh? Huh, all you guys? Why the hell do you stay? Ain't you got any guts?
That's it. We ain't got any guts. Yeah, sure, I'd like a convertible and a girlfriend, but did you ever have people laughing at you? Oh, no, because you're so big and tough. Don't you understand? Oh, what's the use?
Okay, so why didn't you tell me?
I guess it didn't occur to us.
Crap! Oh, yeah, I get it now. Yeah, I see why you're happy to let me take on Big Nurse, because I got everything to lose. Why, you guys... Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. How do you like that, huh? You bastards conned me. Conned by a bunch of wackos.
Mac, psychologically speaking...
What the hell with you, buddy? I got my own problem, so quit bugging me.
Mac?
All of you!
Gentlemen, please draw up your chairs.
Quit bugging me!
Mr. Harding, have you gentlemen been reasoning with Mr. McMurphy?
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
Just what did you say?
We explain the therapeutic community.
Hey, Spivey, you told me this was a hospital. Now I find I got life in the cooler.
Doctor, Mr. McMurphy is patently upset. I still feel alternative therapy might help him.
And I'm still not convinced, Miss Ratchet.
Very well. Boys, the staff and I have been discussing the little foolishness of yesterday.
And we hope you will understand that it is entirely for your own good that we reluctantly enforce discipline. So, after carefully considering the circumstances, we have decided to take away certain privileges which encouraged the rebellion. First, for 30 days there will be no viewing of television.
Oh, Mrs.
Second, the privilege of playing cards is hereby rescinded.
Is that all?
Not quite. We must also consider Mr. Bromden's unexpected behavior. Mr. Bromden was long ago diagnosed as catatonic, which means, Doctor?
Schizophrenia marked by stupor, negativism, mutism.
Thank you. In Mr. Bromden's case, marked by an apparent loss of speech and hearing, because of that, we gave him up. We forgot poor Mr. Bromden. Of course, we're delighted he can be reached, but disappointed that he has chosen to deceive us all these years. Now, if Mr. Bromden can hear, it's logical to assume he can also speak. I think he should speak to us now. And how appropriate if those first words were an apology for the action which led to yesterday's rebellion. Mr. Warren, please bring Mr. Bromden to the center where we can all see him.
Meg Murphy.
Charlie, am I hearing things now?
Come on, Indian. Get out of that chair.
Let him be.
Mr. McMurphy.
I said let him alone!
Out of my way, fellow.
Mr. McMurphy, I am warning you.
You touch him, and I'll lay him, you boy!
Man, you just begging for
it. Mr. McMurphy, control yourself.
Go ahead, Mr. Warren.
Jeez!
Papa.
No, Chief! Keep out of it!
You bastard, McMurphy. Come on, I've been waiting for this. Come on, stand up and fight!
My papa, he was so big.
Mr. Bromden.
He once crushed all the breath out of a man like this.
Ah, let go of me!
Are you still unconvinced, Doctor?
Mr. Bromden.
Chief, let him go.
Emergency. All staff to the day room. Emergency.
No one touches McMurphy. He's my friend! Ah!
Jesus. That look on Warren's face when you threw the old bear hug on him. Like, you're getting bigger all the time, Chief. Come on, Chief. You gotta laugh. Oh,
you don't laugh when they put you in here. You see that machine? They switch it on. They strap you to the table. They fix wires to your head.
Yeah, yeah, okay, easy, huh? Hey, we got visitors. Well, howdy, ma'am. And, Doc, yeah, nice of you to drop by. Oh, and Mr. Warren, too. Quite a party.
Now, Randall, the staff agreed it might be beneficial for you to receive shock therapy. But we won't. Provided you are prepared to admit your mistakes.
Well, you know, ma'am, when I was in that old commie prison camp, they gave me a paper saying how life was just wonderful, and if I signed it, I'd get a pack of cigarettes and a Red Cross blanket. Well, I cured my cough and damn near froze to death.
Very well, if you won't cooperate, Doctor.
Lie on the table, please. Mr. Murphy.
Happy to oblige, Doc.
Papa.
Hey, Chief, if they can't hurt me, they won't hurt you. And if you gotta holler, make it gutsball.
Fix the straps, Mr. Warren.
With pleasure.
Getting your own back, huh, boy?
This cream, Mr. McMurphy, is conductive. I'm going to smear a little on your temples.
Thou anointest my head with conductant.
These two wires I tape either side of your head. There.
Godspar.
There's still time, Randall.
Nuts, ma'am.
Proceed, Doctor.
When I switch on the machine, Mr. McMurphy, you'll feel a slight tingle. It won't hurt.
Never met a doctor yet. Didn't say it won't hurt. Your horses aren't hungry.
Mine on this. Strength of
life. Guts bar. Guts bar.
Okay. Switch on, Mr. Warren.
Guts bar! Guts bar. Guts bar. Guts bar.
I didn't mean it, Mama. Don't hurt me. Please.
Mac?
What they done to him?
They blowed up his brains.
He's finished.
Stand back, you peckerheads! Here comes the champ, old McMurphy, the 10,000-volt psychopath! He ain't finished! Hello, and looky here. The mad professor and his gorgeous assistant. Well, howdy, Doc. Howdy, Miss Rat Shit.
Since you found it so enjoyable, perhaps a few more treatments?
Oh, please, ma'am. Please, please. Yes, ma'am. Oh, please. Next time, why don't you double the charge?
Brando.
Yeah, double the charge.
If there is a next time, and I do so hope there isn't, we might have to consider surgical procedure.
Ma'am?
An operation. Quite simple. With an excellent record in aggressive cases.
No, Miss Ratchet. I do not approve surgical procedure except in cases of recurring and uncontrollable violence.
And if it should recur?
Then we may reconsider. Mr. McMurphy, I would bear that in mind.
Thanks for the tip, Doc.
One other thing. I've just come from the treasurer's office, boys. And I think you ought to know that Mr. McMurphy's winnings as croupier in his little Monte Carlo amount to a little over $300.
So what? Said he was out to take us, and by God, he done it.
Yeah. Right. So long as you have no delusions about his motives. Behave yourselves, boys.
Take it easy for a while, Mr. McMurphy.
Sure thing, Doc. Hey, listen. Hey, what was all that about surgical procedure?
I guess she means lobotomy. It's a sort of castration of the brain.
Yeah, okay. So what does it do to you?
Well, you see Ruckley, our vegetable messiah?
Yeah.
They say he used to be a real rough character. Jesus.
Hey, Mac. We've been talking. We think you ought to get out of here.
Oh, get out of here? Oh, but boys, if I went, I'd miss the parties.
Huh? Not still planning.
Well, you wouldn't want me to miss Billy's cashing in his virginity, would you?
Mac.
Hey, don't worry, boys. Them windows will be open tonight. Yep, we're going to make it a going-away party, huh?
Yeah.
Cool it.
Supper time, gentlemen. Move your feet.
Hey, Billy, come here a minute.
Huh?
You got $50?
What for?
Well, you know, Candy's laying out for the liquor, and then there's the old night watch to take care of. Hey. Hey, why are you looking down your nose like that?
Miss Ratchet, right. You're always coming out ahead. Always winning things.
Winning? Oh, boy.
Nobody knows the trouble I feel. Nobody knows but Jesus.
Night watch.
Oh, who that?
Oh, get that flashlight out of my eyes. You got the keys, boy?
Nah, I ain't boy. I am Lincoln Wilberforce Turkle.
Yeah, okay, Lincoln Wilberforce Turkle, the keys.
Ain't no money change hands.
Okay, there you are. Begged, borrowed, and stole.
Well,
and she's bringing liquor, Turkle. Scotch and vodka. Which do you want?
Well, I sort of like them both.
Right, come on, what are we supposed to drink?
You ain't supposed to drink at all. Okay, here.
Any sign of our guest? Yeah, hey, Harding, open the window.
Okay.
Turkle, the lights.
You crazy? Miss Ratchet, she's seen the light.
Listen, Candy's got to find the right window. In any case, Big Nurse is asleep.
That old flea bag never sleeps.
Look, just open the cubicle and switch them on, will ya?
That better be good liquor, boy.
Charlie, wait. I forgot my bomb.
You don't need no bomb at a party.
Mac, I've been thinking.
Hey, Charlie, where are you? I can't see nothing.
Here.
And God said, let there be light.
Hey, shh.
Quiet, come on. Come over. Shh. Quiet. I think yes.
Oh, she walks in beauty.
Okay, then let that mad stud Billy Bibbit at her.
McMurphy, wait.
Hey, now, you Murphy me, kid. Too late to back out now.
Good evening, man.
Hiya, boy.
Hey, Candy, baby.
Oh, you damn McMurphy.
Come over here, baby. Hey, now you got the liquor, baby?
Oh, right here.
Good girl.
I'm afraid we drank some of it.
Well, that's all right. Okay, here you are, Lincoln Wilberforce.
Frank, you loony.
Hey, Candy, what do you mean, we?
Got a surprise for you.
Sandra! Boys, have we got a party now? Oh, come on in, honey. Meet the fellas.
Oh, boy, there's another one.
Oh, I guess. A party in a loony bin.
baby.
Well, how you doing, Mac? Say, what's your name, big boy?
Oh, yeah, that's Chief Bromden. A real redskin.
Hi, Chief.
You town woman? Town women trouble.
Oh, I see yourself. Hey, somebody pinch my ass.
Hi, honey. I'm Charlie.
Yeah, cool it, boys. Cool it. Here, we need something to drink.
All under control, Mac.
Great.
Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Never mind.
Hey, what are you mixing there, Gail?
An amusing little concoction from the medicine cupboard. 22% alcohol? Huh? Essence of Librium? Tincture of Nux Vomic.
Well, that'll give it body.
One bottle of Russian spirit and a shot of Nurse Ratchet's aftershave. Shake it all up and... delicious.
Okay, bars open. Medication.
No! It tastes like cough medicine.
You know, Mac, this stuff gives one a feeling of...
no more rabbits? Huh?
Hey, tell me the truth. Are you really nuts?
Absolutely, madam. We are psycho-ceramics, the cracked pots of humanity.
Huh? Oh, no. Oh, no. Martini, where did you find that?
Ain't that something?
Hey, you want to dance,
hey,
Billy?
Hey, Candy, no time for dancing. I've got the keys to the seclusion room.
Perfect. That place is one big mattress. One moment. Shall we send them off without benefit of ceremony?
Huh?
Come, my children, and stand before Mr. Ruckley, our very own human crucifix. We have your blessing, Mr. Ruckley.
Screw them all.
Thank you.
What a guess.
Boy, you get the weirdest ideas, Marty.
Some decorum, please. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of Freud to celebrate the end of innocence. Do you, Candy Star, take this man to love and to cherish for such brief time as rules and regulations will allow?
I do.
And do you, Billy Bibbit, take this woman to have and to hold until the night shift changes and our revels end?
I...
He does.
Then go, my children. Sin while ye may. For tomorrow we shall be tranquilized.
Amen. Okay, off you go, Billy boy.
Come on, Billy. It'll be all right.
He is in for one hell of a time, I can tell you.
Hey, Sandy, baby. Hey, come on, what's the matter?
Oh, that
Hey, Dale. Yeah, you want some more medication?
Oh, no, no. We boys aren't used to it. Martini, I do believe, is seeing double.
Hey, George, who's your friend?
And Lord knows what Cheswick's doing to Sandra behind the cubicle. Oh, Mac. We're sure going to miss you.
Hey, Harding. What is it with you guys, huh?
You mean what drove us here in the first place?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of theories. But I know what drives people like you, strong people, crazy.
Okay. What?
People like us.
Bull.
Are you okay, Billy?
Candy.
I know. Come here. Come on.
Hey, what's happening to the party here? Come on, drink up, you mother-loving loonies. Hey, Chief, God, was that you?
I guess so.
What you doing, Chief, declaring war?
My tribe never made war on nobody.
Boy, that was some sorry damn trap.
Maybe that was our mistake. We should have...
What the hell is that?
You never seen a rain dance before? The whole tribe gotta do it.
Well, I don't need no rain, Chief. I gotta spend the whole night outside.
All of you!
Oh, this is getting noisy. Lincoln Wilberforce is going to hoe.
He's right, Mac. You better get going. Mac!
Stop right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Mr. Warren, room check.
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
So, we've had a party. Thrown, no doubt, by Mr. McMurphy. I wonder, was there any profit in it?
Oh, very smart. Just trying to bug me till I lose my cool.
Well, shove it, sister, because I am leaving. Come on, Sandra.
Get in there, boy. Oh, you too, lady.
Will you quit shoving?
Where were they?
Seclusion room. On the floor.
William Bibbit, I am so ashamed.
Really? Well, I'm not.
A woman like this. Cheap, low painted.
She is not. She's good and sweet and kind.
Look at her.
Leave her alone.
You tell her, Billy. That's the way.
Billy, have you thought what this will do to your poor mother?
No. No, don't tell her, Miss Ratchet.
Billy, dear, I have to. I have to tell her that her son and this prostitute...
No! They made me do it.
Who, Billy?
All of them. They teased me.
Who, Billy?
McMurphy. It was McMurphy.
Oh, Billy.
Billy. Billy, I want you to go to Dr. Spivey's office and wait for me there.
Miss Ratchet, please.
Please don't tell my mother.
Let's get out of here, kid. I'm with you. You coming back?
Well, aren't you, Mr. McMurphy? You've plundered these poor sick people of all they have. So why not run and save your own skin? And as for this poor, disturbed child...
Just what is your problem, lady?
Hush, Billy, it's going to be all right. Hush, Billy.
McMurphy!
We can't help you, Billy. It's too late. McMurphy tried, and he laid himself wide open.
Dear Mama, I am very, very sorry. I won't be no trouble to you no more. Your loving son, Billy.
Nobody's blaming you.
That's right. Nobody's blaming you.
He cut his throat. He found an instrument in the doctor's office, and he cut his throat. His blood is on my hands. Look.
You said it.
When in reality, it's on yours. And having cut poor Billy's throat, no doubt you'd like to get your hands on mine. Wouldn't you?
You are so right.
Okay, man, cool it.
Leave him. So, what are you waiting for? Come on.
No, Mac, it's what you want.
Don't you think I know it?
Mr. McMurphy. Come on.
Nick!
Okay, you bastard!
Thank you, Mr. McMurphy. Thank you.
Briar Limberlock, three geese in a flock.
Patient McMurphy, in an unprovoked and violent attack on a senior member of staff, has displayed symptoms of extreme psychopathic behavior, which, in my opinion, can be controlled only by remedial surgery. Signed, J. Spivey, M.D.
Where can I run? No place to hide, Papa. No place to hide.
Hey ya, hey ya. Come on, suckers. The game's 21. You hit or you sit? You playing or not, Martini?
Only we know where they got him, what they're doing. Been damn near a whole week now.
Hey, you know what a guy down at the dining room told me?
He says McMurphy knocked out two aides, took away their keys, and escaped.
What ward was your informant from?
Disturbed.
And a loony in occupational therapy told me that McMurphy had sprouted wings and was last seen soaring in lazy circles overhead, defecating on the hospital.
Honest?
Oh.
One flew west, and one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Bring the trolley in, Warren.
Yes, Miss Ratchet.
That's just fine. Thank you, Warren.
Yes, ma'am.
Randall, you look so peaceful. You sleep now. And when you wake, life is going to be so much simpler for you.
Say something, Mac.
Psst. Chief! Is that him?
Charlie, we're supposed to be in bed.
That ain't him.
It says it's him. McMurphy. Randall Patrick. Post-operative prefrontal lobotomy.
So, they done it to him.
That ain't McMurphy. Some dummy they rigged up.
Dummy? Yeah. Yeah. What are they trying to put over on us? They did a pretty fair job, though. See? The busted nose. Even the sideburns.
Hold up his head.
What are you doing with the pillow, Chief?
In the tribe, when a baby was born all crooked, they took him someplace quiet. He didn't feel nothing. He just stopped breathing.
But that ain't a baby, Chief.
Good ass. You think Mac would want this thing sitting around the day room 20, 30 years with his name stuck on it? Like Rockley?
Sure, Chief. Come on, Martini. Let's get Harding.
Gee, I sure wish McMurphy would come back.
Sorry, Mac. It don't take long. Honest.
For Christ's sake, what's going on? Chief, what the hell are you doing?
He's making Mac comfortable, that's all.
Mac! Christ Jesus, Chief, what have you done?
That ain't Mac. That's a dummy.
Well, it is now. Chief, you've got to get out of here. Chief, do you hear me?
Why are you hollering at him?
If he's gone, they can't prove anything. Nothing to prove. We say he died post-operative. Happens all the time.
You know, we won't spill the beans.
You won't, but the Chief will do it himself when they get hold of him and zap another lobotomy.
Jeez!
What should I do?
You've got to run. I'll try and get the window key back off Turkle.
I can't do it. I'm not big enough.
You're as big as you're gonna get.
Why, Chief, seems to me you growed half a foot already.
Mac!
Remember when I tried to lift that little electric box? I bet you could do it.
Mac!
I bet you could throw it right through that window.
McMurphy says...
Chief, come with me!
McMurphy says...
What the hell are you talking about?
McMurphy says I can lift it.
Lift it? The junction box? At a time like this, you want to play the strong man?
Out of my way! Help me, McMurphy!
Get a good grip, Chiefy. Yeah, that's right. One, two, three...
Jeez! What's going on, Charlie?
Jesus!
She's coming, Chief. She's coming.
Christ, they'll be down here with an army.
I done it. I done it. Harding, I'm full size again.
Yeah, wonderful. Now, for God's sake, get out of that window. Head north into Canada.
Bye, Chief. Good luck.
You're gonna miss it, Chief. Listen. You hear him? Canada hungers. Flying south. Right across the moon. Oh, that air is sweet. Listen.
I
wish you was coming with me, Mac.
You gonna make it out there, Chief?
So long, fellas. I've been away a long, long time.
Oh, your horses are hungry, that's what she did say. Come sit down beside me and feed them some hay. Oh, my horses ain't hungry, they won't eat your hay. So fare thee well, darling, I'm gone on my way. Oh, wait!
That was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Dale Wasserman, from the novel by Ken Kesey, and adapted for radio by M.J. Reed. R.P. McMurphy was played by Bob Sherman, and Nurse Ratchet by Margaret Robertson. William Roberts was Harding, Kerry Shale, Billy, John Cassidy, Martini, and Matt Zimmerman, Cheswick. Al Matthews played Warren and Turkle, Barbara Barnes, Nurse Flynn and Sandra, Stuart Milligan, Dr. Spivey and Ruckley, and Susanna Fellows, Candy Starr. Chief Bromden was played by William Hootkins. Special sound was by Dick Mills of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Technical presentation was by Graham Harper. This was a BBC World Service drama production, directed by David Hitchinson.